All right, we're going to talk to Joe Lunardi for 2 minutes before he leaves the building. We saw two City teams tonight. We know that two of the others were playing. We'll start with Villanova, which is number five in the country right now. How high can they go?
They're probably about as high as they're going to go. Not because of anything on their part. I just think that when you look at the teams around them, and I'll be honest, I haven't dissected everybody's early season schedule among the very top teams, but I know Villanova's schedule, and you know they're not going to be playing Fairleigh Dickinson forever.
Right.
And eventually, there are probably teams highly ranked with softer schedules than them who could pass them. But we're talking about polls.
Right.
When you and I talk, we're usually talking about seeding or potential seeding.
Right.
And Villanova, I suspect, will be a two or three eventually in Providence in the East when it matters
just,
5 months
And they'll be
from
just
now.
Fine.
Yeah,
playing
so
in Providence.
Short of having another set of games in Philadelphia,
right,
which doesn't happen, what, now until 2012
right,
or beyond, Villanova's in great shape. And they're the only team in the city that we really know the end game for.
I was going to say, what do you make of Temple at this point?
No clue. I think they'll be in the hunt. Certainly, you can't discount them in Atlantic City when the time comes because they have won the A-10 tournament both of the last 2 years with Fran Dunphy. Temple and LaSalle could be at-large teams out of the Atlantic 10. I think it's fair to say that neither of the teams we saw tonight, as
right,
exciting as the game was, Drexel St. Joseph's, are going to be in the at-large hunt.
A team that's not in the city but certainly has a lot of alumni and is getting buzz, can Penn State make the NCAA tournament this year?
Yeah, they can. I don't think they will because I think the league they're in is too good. I love Taylor Battle as a player. He seems to will them to win close games. I'm anxious to see. You know, they play Penn. They play Temple, I think.
They play. They got a good schedule this year.
They have a great schedule. Now, ironically, last year they scheduled to get in the NIT, and that's exactly what happened,
right,
much to their chagrin, because who knew they were going
right
to pull some of the big wins that they did. They're a bubble team. I just think the league is too good.
You've done one bracket already. How hard is it to do a bracket this time of year?
In a way, it's very hard, Jonathan, but in a way, it's also pretty easy because between you and me and our thousands of listeners,
right,
come March, nobody's going to remember what was in this bracket, except the two or three people that think they should be in it and are already going crazy. But I don't want to mention, you know, Arizona by name because people think St. Joe's people hate Arizona.
Or Syracuse.
Well, they're safely in because the LeMoyne game doesn't count.
Ah, last question. Is Kansas the best team in the country? I've heard some people say they're not even the best team in the Big 12.
Fair question. I think Texas is right there with them. Certainly Kansas has proven point guard play that's better than Texas at this point. It's a great race. Kansas should be number one, but most years in college basketball are not like last year where the prohibitive number one wins the trophy. So if I had Kansas against the field, I would take the field. If you had asked me last year North Carolina against the field, I would have taken Carolina.
Well, Joe, thank you. We'll see you throughout the season.
Hey, great to see you again.